Hey, nice to have you in, Charlotte Ryan. Charlotte joins me early for our food chat, and we'll go now to Jess Daniel from Jess Daniels from My Underground Kitchen. Hello there.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How's business?
Business is busy. It's the middle of winter, so everyone's stocking up on frozen meals. And we're actually, good news for the South Islanders, about to launch into Countdown stores in the South Island.
Oh, that's great. Well done. Yeah, we've had a family member who's been on their back following a bit of surgery, and so my wife went and picked up some things from one of your delis to help them out, just so they didn't have move too far or do much to get a hot meal. You're doing a great job. And you got cauliflower on the mind.
I've got cauliflower on the mind. I've actually got salads on the mind, which sounds a bit ridiculous when we're in the middle of winter, but I often crave something fresh and delicious when I should be wanting, you know, rich and hearty. And I think that there's a lot of ways that you can do both if you just look for a bit of inspiration beyond the sort of brown, beige fruit and veggie aisles of the supermarkets, because there's not much fresh and cheap at the moment, is there?
No. Although, interestingly, Jess, I was at a vegetarian restaurant in Wellington called Hillside Kitchen, I think they're called, and the chef there was telling me that he believes lettuce is a winter crop, that it's, that tastes better in winter, and that if you start thinking about it as a winter vegetable, it kind of opens up a lot of possibilities. I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. I had grilled cos yesterday.
Did you?
At a restaurant.
Yeah.
And that was kind of wintry, but still had that crunch.
Yeah. Did it have some taleggio, some cheese on it as well?
Yes, it did, which made it so much better.
Sounds
and
so
I think why lettuce could be seen as a winter vegetable is that it actually carries fat really well. So, you know, you can have a really robust dressing with lettuce.
Yes.
And it will sort of carry that and sort of almost emphasise the crunchiness of the lettuce.
Yeah. Good one. And the only problem with a big cauliflower in your shopping is it's quite hard to fit in the fridge, Jess.
Oh, they're not that big, are they? I don't know where you're shopping.
What size is your fridge?
Every time my wife gets, sometimes she gets two at once, I'm like, mate, we're not going to have any room for anything else in here. You have to chop off the base and the leaves, yeah.
It's the same with celery, and I've been quite into celery this winter. And the key is to cut it in half. You've got sort of like two, you know, sort of 25-centimetre chunks of celery, and
right.
Then pop it in a bag, and it will keep for a couple of weeks, and you just can use a little bit at a time. You can use the leaves in a salad. You can chop it up for, you know, the base of a tomato sauce or have it fresh in a salad as well.
Great.
So versatile.
Cut it lengthwise so it's half as long as it was.
Exactly, yeah, because they go a bit limp as well if you just sort of put them on the shelf in the fridge where you can stack it amidst everything else.
This recipe sounds so good. Roasted cauliflower salads, a great one to do, presumably, if you've got people with dietary preferences coming over, because it doesn't have much in it at all, does it, Jess?
Yeah, it's vegan. It's gluten-free and dairy-free, which is great for any kind of diet. And what I love about this salad is that you can prep a whole cauliflower, you'll have lots of leftovers, and you can add whatever else you want to it. So you might pair it with chicken. It's beautiful with fish. Some pan-fried halloumi if you're vegetarian, and it's just got a really great base that you can pimp up or down depending on what you're serving it with.
How are we going to do it?
Cauliflower is so underrated. So we've got a whole head of cauliflower. If you've got a monster cauliflower like Jesse, then you might only want to use half, depending how much you love cauliflower.
Yeah.
So break that into florets. You're going to dress that with a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, some cumin seeds, ground coriander, and some chili flakes, and toss that all together to coat and spread it out on a roasting tray. So turn your oven up to 200 degrees and roast it for about 20 to 30 minutes. You want to get quite a nice sort of brown char on the cauliflower, so don't move it around too much, and try not to crowd the tray. I think that's a common problem that people make when they're trying to roast vegetables.
Okay.
They put too many on a tray and they sort of sweat and go a bit, you know, limp and soggy. So try and keep them spaced out. And then a really easy dressing. We've got equal parts red wine vinegar and extra virgin olive oil, some salt and pepper, a couple of teaspoons of honey or your sweetener of choice just to add some nice sweetness in there. Whisk that together, season with salt and pepper. And then the other key ingredients to the salad, we've got some spinach leaves or whichever choice of leaves you have on hand, a small red onion, thinly sliced, a couple of tablespoons of capers, such a winner in any winter salad, yeah. I think. They had such a good briny sort of pop of flavour. 3 tablespoons of golden raisins, or brown raisins are fine too, but these have a lovely sweetness to them. And then 3 tablespoons of toasted flaked almonds, or again, a nut of your choice. And if you're going to serve the salad all at once, toss it all together. If you're going to save some for the next day, just keep the cauliflower and the dressing separate and toss it together when you're about to serve it so it doesn't go too soggy. It's just this perfect, lovely balance of the sort of charred, roasted cauliflower, and then you've got the sweetness of this honey dressing, and then the crunchy nuts and those salty capers to bring it all together.
Be quite nice with a piece of fish, right? You wouldn't need much more than that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, while lemons are in abundance at the moment, zest some lemon rind in there too, and a squeeze of lemon will lift any dish.
Jess, sounds great. Good luck with the South Island opening. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks, Jessie. Have a great weekend.
Jess Daniel from My Underground Kitchen. She's got lots of delis and lots of cookbooks, and that's her recipe for roasted cauliflower salad. If you had one of those get-togethers where you were in charge of a salad, that'd be a pretty great choice, right?
Oh, to be honest, I do one like it. It was quite a close variation to the one that Jess did, but from the Ripe cookbook. And it always goes off. People don't think they like cauliflower, and then they eat it, and they're like, this is great.
Yeah.